With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Rocking Midlife, the podcast show that is here to encourage you that your second chapter in life can rock. My name is Kat Coluccio. I'm your host, and in each episode, I will be joined by some amazing people who have chosen to rock their midlife years and beyond. So if you're looking down the barrel of midlife and wondering if your best years are behind you, this podcast is just for you, so make sure that you subscribe. Want to continue the conversation? Join me in my free Facebook group, Rocking Midlife, or find me at katcoluccio.com, where I have some fabulous free giveaways to encourage you that it is never too late to have a new beginning in life. But for now, let's rock.
Well, hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Rocking Midlife podcast. And wherever you are in the world, I hope that you just are having a fabulous time. You're staying safe and you're coping with all the weird weather that's happening at the moment. Down here in New Zealand, it's been an incredibly wet summer. And my amazing guest today, Hillary, who's tuning in all the way from Colorado, I believe has had fires. And I didn't even ask you if you had snow. But first of all, hello, Hillary, and welcome.
Hi, Kat. It is so great to be here. And yes, the answer is we are deep in our winter. You guys are in your summer and It is snowing. It is cold. We're getting another big storm that's coming in tomorrow. But you know what? I just got back from an incredible sunshine trip. So I can't, there's no complaining here.
Yeah. One of my dreams is to have a white Christmas one day. The concept of snow, I've barely ever seen it. So, you know, it just blows my mind that you guys have to keep
now that we're starting to get so close, you might want to come visit me.
That's true.
This is definitely where you're going to get a white Christmas.
Wow. So Hillary DeCesa is tuning in from Colorado, folks. And Hillary is an amazing woman. So what I'm going to do is just tell you a few little snippets about her, but I'm going to pop all of her bio in the show notes, on the blog, on the YouTube channel, wherever you're tuning into me, and you are just going to be blown away. And I just tell you now, get out that paper and pen, tune in, because the conversation I've been having with Hillary just prior to hitting record has already been absolutely life-changing. In fact, I've been getting the goosebumps from it. So Hillary DeCesa is an award-winning business expert. She's an esteemed author. She's a pioneer of female powerhouses in Silicon Valley. And she's just released a new book called Relaunch, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life. And it details a proprietary method that she talks about, 3HQ, which I'm going to let her explain, which is a method so that women combine their heart, their head and their higher self to create new brain patterns and shed limiting beliefs. Now, what I particularly loved, I mean, Hillary's biography, like I said, is amazing. And it talks about, you know, being a multi-million dollar Silicon Valley serial entrepreneur. This lady is the bomb. But you know something? What really, really, really resonated with me the most about this incredible lady is that she is so committed to supporting organizations that make a difference in the world. So particularly she's involved with organizations that fight human trafficking and childhood cancer. And she was also part of ABC's TV series Secret Millionaire, where she shared the stories of people who have overcome difficult circumstances. So we're talking about someone who's a phenomenal businesswoman, financially amazing, but somebody who has a heart and is making a difference in people's lives. And that's what I resonate with. And that's why I'm so thrilled to welcome you today to the show, Hillary. And I'd love to just hear all about how did you kind of get into this area of going from being this powerhouse lady to someone who is making a difference in the lives of people around the world, both with the work you do and the charities that you support.
Kat, thank you, because it's so encouraging when people resonate with the relaunch message, especially, you know, when you're in your midlife, I call it the mid zone, mm-hmm. and you're trying to really, you know, figure out like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Yeah. When you think about relaunch, never in our history, so if you're, you know, in that mid zone space, have we ever had multiple relaunches from a global perspective to a business perspective to a personal perspective happening at the same time?
Yes.
When I talk about global relaunches, it's crazy. Yeah. It really, we've always had like, oh, this is happening in the world. Yeah. And, you know, maybe there's one thing happening with me, but everyone is going through this. We're all being hit with the three impactful relaunches all at the same time. And for some of us, it's, you know, there's a lot more in the business world as well. For some of us, you know, professionally and personally, we're being like, we feel like, you know, I can't get a break. Every time we turn around, yet there's another relaunch, another transition. And eventually I kept seeing this over and over. And the book, as you mentioned, is Relaunch, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life. Mm. But it's also Spark Your Passion to Ignite Your Purpose.
Oh,
because
love that. Yes.
Many of us have just, we've doled out. We've lost the shine. We've lost that spark.
We've settled. We've just settled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not feeling like, and when we're unsettled, it's usually because where we thought we were going to be right now and where we are aren't in alignment.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a huge part of midlife reinventions, isn't it? Regardless of what area, it's suddenly realizing that, oh, hang on, this is not what I saw. This is not what I wanted.
Yeah. And a lot of times people will be like, oh, am I having a midlife crisis? And for women, we don't call it a crisis. We're like, I'm going to be just fine. I don't have time for a crisis, right?
Exactly.
So we kind of put it behind the door because, you know what, I'll get to that later.
I got laundry to do.
I got washing. I got cleaning. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to do all these things. Who has a time for a crisis? But where it really stems from is your identity.
Yeah.
Again, it's when things aren't matching to what our expectations were at this point in our life. That's the identity crisis. And that is what I was really going for in writing the book. And you mentioned all of the different things. Yes, I've done corporate, in Silicon Valley, I've launched my own businesses. I've helped well over, 1,000 executives and entrepreneurs scale and grow their business. Wow. But we've had this situation happen where many of us grew up in the time period where it was really, it was more focused on IQ. It was more focused on the intellect. It was more focused on very, be in your head. Do not show your emotions. Do not let down your guard. That's weak, and
especially women in the workplace, like, you've got to be even stronger because you don't want to look weak compared to all the men.
And when you talk about intuition, we call it women's intuition, as if that's a bad thing. We don't call it men's intuition.
That's right.
And it's interesting to sit here and say that it's finally starting to change with everything that's happened in the world. And it's no longer a new normal we're going into. It's a new different. It's not about IQ. of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which is, you know, when we were in the 90s, when we were, you know, kind of coming up in the workspace. And it's not about in the 90s, at the end of 90s, it was really about EQ started to just show its face. And people were like, oh, what does that mean to be emotionally, you know, available and to lead with emotion? It still sounded like, how do you really do that? And so Sheryl Sandberg, you know, the former COO of Facebook, she wrote Lean In.
Yes.
Didn't hit the mark. People were leaning into these things and we're like, it was not good. We were going for jobs and, you know, trying to wear the pants or trying to be the man in the room, and it backfired for many, you know, women. And I know, you know, I leaned in and I ended up getting, you know, some of these promotions that ended up being, you know, I sat there at my desk and my kids were off with their nanny and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not home for when they wake up. I'm not home when they're, you know, going to bed. This was wrong. And so what I decided to do is I evaluated everything that had really happened. And then I really looked at the last few years and this unsettledness that it seems like is going on right now of where do we go? Where do we go? And I came up with, because I've been teaching this and I've been coaching on this for so many years, I've been coaching for over 20 years, I realized that it's really what I have been working on with individuals and with organizations, and it's called 3HQ. And the H's stand for head, heart, higher self. And the whole concept is you got to get out of your head. You got to get out of your own way. And you got to get into that heart, the why space. Why are you even doing this? Why do you even, when you wake up in the morning, what lights you up? What fires you up? And then when those two are working in unison, that's when you can tap into your higher self, that best version of you. When you know you're operating at like, this feels right. And the 3HQ has transformed people's lives. They've gone from like, oh my God, I felt so like I was dull inside and now I'm alive again. And I think ultimately, you know, when you really ask yourself, what are you going for? Lifestyle of success means a lot of different things to different people.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
Purpose.
Yes.
Joy.
It's the driver. Purpose is the biggest driver in my, sorry, I have to jump in there because that's what I write about.
Please
in my books.
Do.
It's all about, at the end of the day, fulfillment and purpose, I think, is a much stronger driver than success and wanting accolades.
Purpose.
Yeah.
The purpose leads to what your vision of success is.
And that's
I think 3HQ allows you to gain clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can keep it going, Kat, there's a concept and it's a process that has become so powerful and it's called tune in. It's the first step for people. If you're like, oh, this all sounds good, this 3HQ that Hillary's talking about, but you know, a lot of times you hear concepts and you're like, how do I get out of my head?
Yeah.
How do I even like start? And so can I take a couple of seconds
please
to share that?
Yeah.
So the tune in process is really this. First and foremost, you have to realize what are the thoughts that are going on in your head? What are the stories that you're telling yourself about why you're doing certain things, why you're staying where you are, why you're feeling stuck, why you're feeling overwhelmed, underwhelmed? All right. So it's this point of gaining clarity. So really tuning into that. The second step, and that's your head, right?
Yeah.
Tuning in, right? That's the head part of it. And once you're able to do that, then you start to think, well, what are the emotions that are attached to these stories, to this feeling like I'm not where I'm supposed to be? Like, how is it really feeling? Or perhaps you're hitting a wall in terms of the growth of your company. Perhaps you're like trying to get to the six figures. You're trying to get to seven. I got eight figure people. I mean, you name it. It's the same thing. It's interesting. Nobody really thinks that, you know, oh, they've already passed that. They've already, you know, gone through that gate. No. There's people that have very, very, very successful businesses that feel the same way. We can't get out of our own way. And so by getting out of your head, that's step one. That's that tune in. Then you tune into your emotions. Now, here's the thing. At this point, I ask people, what is a song that literally elevates your mood? When you hear it, Kat, you can't be anything but like, all right, I'm in a good mood. I'm like feeling it. Do you have a song that literally lights you up? That you hear it, you just want to start to like move around.
Are you asking me directly?
Can you hear it?
Yes. Yeah, I want to know. The funny thing is, I often talk about this in my Rocking Midlife book group. And I'll sometimes ask the women, what is your theme song? You know, your life is a movie, what is your theme song? And mine that always gets me pumping is Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
And God, that is such a great song.
And the line, it's now or never, that's my driver. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I would say is, okay, so now to change your channel, to now go from that state, because you can never think about like moving forward if you're feeling stuck. So we have to elevate you. We have to elevate your energy. And the way to do that is it's now or never, right? It's, you know, Bon Jovi right now. So you think about the song and you get yourself from that place of lower vibrational energy. We know that in shame and blame, it's like a level of 20 or 30 on the vibrational scale. And we want to elevate you. And so when you start to think about that, then you can change your channel. Then you can start to think about getting past that, because you want to be open to new ideas. You want to be open to elevating yourself and where you're going and gaining more clarity of like, what do I really want to do? How do I really want to take my business to the next level? And the only way to do that is to get to a higher place. So now I've got you in that mindset. And I always say, keep yourself going in that space as you're really then asking yourself that question again, tuning in again. All right, what is challenging you? What is it about your business? And you're tuning in, you're changing the channel. And remember, changing the channel doesn't have to be some massive, like, oh my God. It can be very small to really tune into that little incremental. And when you get your head and your heart working together and you're tuning in, then you can tap into your higher self. Then you can start to operate. And, you know, law of attraction, people sometimes say, well, the law of attraction is not working for me. I keep attracting everything I don't want. And when you're trying to attract something at a low vibrational level, like I'm in shame, I'm in blame, I'm feeling stuck, that's what you're pulling in. Yeah. So I need to elevate you. I need to get you above that point. So when you're putting out what you ultimately want and we're creating that future business, creating a new line of revenue for you, it matches that energy level of where you are. And then you pull it in.
Yeah. What I love about all of this, like, it's brilliant. I mean, there's such logical steps. But I love the fact that you're kind of emphasizing something that I've had in a few women say lately, and that is, you don't just go, oh, I'm stuck, or there's my idea and make it work. It's really taking the time, isn't it, to go inward and assess and rework and do all that inner work before actually committing yourself to reinvention or to change or transformation. And I think that's really important if we're frustrated where we're at, if we've got midlife people listening in who are going, you know, I'm not happy. I'm not necessarily unhappy, but I'm not happy. I know there's more, but they think just grabbing the next course or going to the next guru is going to give them the answers. The angels will sing, the heavens will open, and there's your purposeful journey ahead of you. But what you're saying is it comes from internal evaluation and change and commitment to how you think and how you speak about yourself, and then out of that you work on your transformation. I just find that's really, really powerful.
What I love about the tune in process is that it literally can work in 2 minutes.
Wow.
But as you just said, and you can make it happen for you with the process I just said, no matter what you're doing. If you're about to sit down and go on a podcast, if you're about to sit down and write a chapter in a book, if you're about to write something for social media, you need to tune in. You need to get to that higher level before you engage in what you're about to do. So it's super simple. As you said, if you really want to change long term, then there's a process that we go through in the head. There's a process we go through in the heart. There's processes, and that's where the work is involved. That's where, you know, there's the neuroscience that I've been studying for over 10 years and my psychology degree come into play. But I always like to say, you know, people need to see a quick hit. They need that transition to transformation to be like, you know, I don't want to wait, you know, it usually takes 6-7 days to actually break down a limiting belief. I call them bugs, beliefs underground surfacing.
Oh, I like
we all
that.
Have bugs.
Yeah.
And when I talk about, you know, tuning in with your head, if you know, if you're really interested in getting at those bugs, you don't just push them aside, right? I love this example. I grew up in Los Angeles and you know, the rains would come, the ants would come. And these ants, you'd see one or two and you'd like squish them. And then if you didn't really get to the root of the problem, the next morning you'd wake up and there'd be ants all over your kitchen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I kind of look at it like this. The tune-in process, when it's done very briefly, it gets you through whatever you need to get through in that moment. But then if you really want massive, massive changes in your business, in your personal life, you got to get to the root. You got to get to the bug, and you've got to take it through a process. And it's, you know, the process I have, it's the belief blaster. Yeah. It's neuroscience based. And there's areas of the head we work on with identity. I mentioned, you know, that it's not a midlife crisis. It's an identity crisis. Mm-hmm. And there's different levels to the process. But something I always like to do is just give people a very quick win that they can do right away. And that is that four-step process of tuning in and then being able to emotionally connect with, you know, what's going on with you. You know, listening for that song and then changing your channel. And that's how you really get to the higher self.
That well, there we go. Mic drop, all sorted. Thank you. That's just, I love it. So succinct. And it's not so airy-fairy that the most literal person can't get their head around it. It's actually a nice, solid steps that you can actually move through and transition through. And
Like simple. Yeah. I like simple, or nobody's going to do it, or you're going to be like, wait, what was that?
Yeah,
like,
how am I going to fit that in my life, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's brilliant. I was just thinking too, because obviously, you know, with NLP or life coach training, you know, they touch on some of these aspects as well, not the same depth of doing a degree. But, you know, they talk about anchoring and, you know, using that song to really anchor that elevated feeling after you've done that work. And yeah, we're just thinking like the difference in just playing it every time you walk into your workplace, you know, things like that. Like that's such a great practical idea that I'm going to start doing that. So thank you.
I love it. Well, you know where it all came from. It came from, I mentioned I have three children and I've got two stepkids, but my three kids, when they were, you know, growing up, my daughter, and you said that you were, you know, into music and everything. Mm-hmm. She, is a singer and songwriter
cool.
and attends a university down in Los Angeles. And when she was growing up, you know, the rebellious years, she would get in the car and she'd be all in this kind of tizzy of a mood and she'd be, you know, giving me the silent treatment. I'd play this game with her called Change the Channel. And instead of actually changing the channel in the radio or, you know, in the car, I would say a song and she'd have to sing it for, you know, as long as I keep on that channel. Yeah. And then when I said a different one, so I could even go like, you know, Taylor Swift and she'd have to pick a song, or I could say country, or I could say, you know, I could say Bon Jovi and she'd have to pick a song. And it would literally change her state.
That's brilliant.
Would she tune in and she'd be like, ah, and the music started. And then what I noticed was there, she would change everything. And by the time we got to where we were going, she was like in this happy mood. She's like, okay, bye mom. Love you. Yeah. I'm like, woo. Yeah. But then what I started to do is I would wake up and I can't remember if it was before the show or during, when we, you know, you'd wake up and you're in like kind of like not so great a mood. And when I sit here and say, what do my, you know, what do my people that, you know, my tribe, what do they need from me today? And if I'm already approaching it from a low energy because I had a bad night of sleep or, you know, whatever, you know, the nightmares or the dreams or whatever kept me up, I would then say, what can I do? And I would immediately think of a song in my head that would elevate my own higher self.
Yeah.
And then I would go down, and I still do this with my husband. He will be sitting there. He always gets up before me, and I spend a little bit of extra time in bed. And then I come down and I literally do a little dance to a song. I really do this to elevate myself, and it changes everything. It puts me on, you know, people talk about their morning routine. My morning routine is crazy. My husband literally gets, and if he doesn't get a dance, he knows something's wrong and he's done something.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Have you got him with a dance yet? Does he get up and dance as well?
Every once in a while, he'll like, you know, I'll get up first and he'll come down and I'll be like, oh, geez. But not often.
Yeah. I've got to ask you, because I'm sure everybody's thinking it, what is your song?
Ooh, I Am Woman, Helen Reddy.
Oh, cool. Yes.
I absolutely love it. And I have Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Yes.
And I have a really amazing story about that and how there's a lot of 3HQ involved in that one for me. So.
Oh, very cool. No, they're definitely very popular female anthems.
Absolutely. And they do. They just fire me up. Like if I hear it, like my whole body goes into like.
You're going, yeah.
And I do. I do the tune-in process before I go on a podcast or I go on a TV show or I start to create if I'm in a creation mode. Mm-hmm. Because I know the people that I serve, I need to be at that higher level when I'm creating things for them, when I'm talking about it. Before this podcast, I start to go in, and again, it took all of 2 minutes, you know? It's like, and then I come on and I'm like, I'm very present.
Now, this is a whole different question. So that has been just so helpful and brilliant, all those steps that you've shared. Going to ask you a real random question now. In your information that I was reading prior to our interview, it talked about how your mum inspired you to write your book Relaunch. How did that happen? What's the story there?
It has a lot to do with that. I Will Survive. My mom was always my rock. When I was 2 years old, I came down with a rare tropical disease called Shigella. At the time, nobody really knew about it, and had a near-death experience. I actually crossed over. And, you know, my mom and I were just joined at the hip. She got divorced young. And I always felt this really strange connection with her that, you know, we had somehow had, and she even gave me a book, Many Lives, Many Masters, about, you know, maybe there's more than just this earth, this place. Mm-hmm. And she opened me up to, and it really, I didn't even know how much she had opened me up until she got colon cancer stage 4. And within about a year died. And my whole, like every woman in my entire family had lived into their early hundreds, 105, 106.
Gosh.
And my identity was around that. Like I just assumed. I assumed my mom was going to be here for another 30 years. And then she wasn't. And so I went through a massive relaunch where if you can believe this, it was 2 months after COVID. She had just passed, and 2 months after COVID, I had this like oh my God, I want to do an eat, pray, love. I just want to get the heck out of here.
Yeah.
I want to get into the wild. I want to do all this. But COVID made us lock into, mm-hmm. and we were in a San Francisco apartment. And I was thinking, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. And I had to go deep. And writing the book allowed me to share some of those incredible 3HQ stories that shaped me through her. And I was able to wrap it all with some business and realize that, you know, now that I've had this, now that I have this personal relaunch journey, I've got to get it out there. I've got to share it. And so it became this like emotional dose of survival for me during, you know, the COVID years where we were in lockdown. And when it finally came out, I realized, okay, now I got to get this out because businesses have a 3HQ.
Yes,
businesses have, you know, stories they tell, limiting beliefs they have, identities that aren't necessarily where you want to take them. And if the business is always a direct reflection of you, I realized that through my mom's stories and through how much she taught me, it was like there was so much that I had to share. And that's where Relaunch, Spark Your Heart, To Ignite Your Life came from.
Beautiful. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Hillary. Like, this has just been so lovely hearing the backstory and learning about your method and how anyone can utilize it and have a fairly quick response too once you've kind of done that inner work. It's fabulous. And I know it's going to encourage so many people. But just before we wrap up, I'd love you just to tell me a little bit about the charity work that you do. Because like I said, that's what really, really resonates with me much more than business. It's hearing the difference in people's lives.
No, it's, you know, it's really important to figure out what you're really, you know, where do you feel such a strong connection? And I've always felt a huge connection with kids. And it's kids anywhere from, you know, the younger children to college students. And so I think right now, from a, you know, health perspective, a lot of the kids in college are really having a tough time. They're trying to figure out this, you know, this new different that I mentioned. And so I do, I'm on the board of a university called Cal Poly in California.
Yeah.
And I've been on there for about 5 years. And when you think about the mind and the health of children, of, you know, people that are really, you know, trying to figure it out right now, especially, you know, kids are really struggling to understand with their own relaunches. I mean, we've been talking about mid-zone relaunches and, you know, people are in their mid-zone, but I got to tell you, I've never had more people in their late teens and early 20s that are having the same type of relaunches, that are just trying to figure out, like, they can't get out of their heads. They don't even know what's next. They're like, what is my purpose? What is, and especially today with, you know, as we go into this next generation of kids that have come out of the pandemic, there's, you know, there's a lot of depression.
Yeah, there is.
There's
mental
a lot of isolation. Yeah. And so for me right now, I'm really trying to serve, first and foremost, you know, the women out there that are trying to, you know, be present for their children, but also the kids, also these kids that are going through these, you know, they have 3HQ needs as well. So trying to get that message out. So thank you for letting me talk about that, because I think it's equally important that are really searching.
Well, their world is, I mean, we could do a whole episode on this. This is where my having been a high school teacher in the past, because I resonate with teens in particular, and everything that's been painted is so bleak. And the world that they once saw in the career path of school, college, work, that's all been decimated. So there is so much on top of the mental health from being locked in and so forth at such a crucial time in their lives when they're starting to date or build friendships or all those things. So, yeah, take my hat off to you. I'm so glad that there's someone like you who is proactive enough to step away from what they're doing and give back. to it and see that need and actually get in there and get your hands dirty and do it. Fantastic. I would really love to, if we can list some of the links perhaps of charities that you suggest that people might like to look into for support. That would be really cool too, if we can add that to the notes. Yeah. So Hilary, I just want to thank you. We honestly, there's so many tangents here we could go off on. There's no way around it. You're an amazing lady. You're an amazing, knowledgeable lady, but I love your heart. And I think that's what's, you know, people are really going to resonate with. You know, it's not the big successful Silicon Valley multimillionaire. It's Hilary, this lady who has a genuine heart for helping people make this transition. And I really appreciate the work you're doing and looking forward to seeing so much more of you and following what's next in your world too.
Thanks, Kat. And I often say it's not like-minded people that we should be surrounding ourselves. It's like energy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I feel the same way about you and what you're doing and how you're trying to make sure that people have conversations like this that step beyond just that work, you know, because we're not just in a silo, somebody that, you know, has a career, has a job. We're so much more than that. And we need to make sure that we're letting people know that it's really important to be connected to the 3HQ.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Thank you again, everybody tuning in. First of all, please make sure you get into Hilary's world. So all of her links, all of her programs and bits and pieces that she's got, they're all going to be here in the show notes. So please go have a look, say hi, get in there and learn and listen, because this lady has a wealth of knowledge and wisdom that I know will be really impactful for you, particularly for those of you who are listening basically when the interview's being done at the beginning of the year, which is a great time to be thinking about not only what you want to do in the following year, but who you want to become in the following year. So jump in that
so
now.
True.
Yeah. So again, if you're watching on YouTube, please make sure that you subscribe, you like, comment, share this out amongst your friends. Same with if you're listening online, you'll be able to hear it at all your favorite platforms. Please make sure to leave a review so that other people can find this podcast, find this episode and be encouraged as well. And again, God bless everyone, and here's to Rocking Midlife.
Thanks for joining me on the Rocking Midlife podcast. If you've been inspired by today's episode, please make sure to share and leave a review on iTunes so that more people can be inspired to rock their midlife. Remember too, you can get my free giveaways or contact me at katcoluccio.com. I would love to hear from you.